Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're hanging out with Edwin McCain today.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Edwin, we're going to be talking to you about your show coming up. But first, let's ask a few family questions. How old are your kids now?
12. 12 and 9.
Wow. Okay. And I see that goodness. Father's look as he's like, oh God.
It's the thousand yard stare.
No,
the thousand yard stare. No, my oldest is 12, and then my middle son is 7 years, seven months younger.
Right. Yeah.
And those two are totally mad at y'all right now.
Uh-oh.
I just want you to know, because I had to drop them off at middle school early to
Uh-oh.
Get here,
Uh-oh.
And I totally threw all of you under the bus. Like, it was not me. I was like, listen, this is Hawk and Tom's fault.
Oh,
okay?
Come on now.
You got an early drop-off, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I blame them for everything around here, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're used to it at this point.
Yeah. As parents, the scapegoat is, like, one of the greatest things you can have. Like, oh, it's not me that's making you do this.
Yeah.
Like, talk to the federal government.
So you do the drop off for the kids sometimes when you're in town, obviously.
Pick up every day that
okay.
I'm here. Yeah,
that's cool.
Okay, well, it's funny you mentioned the scapegoat because this story is so, I think every parent can identify with this. But I know that for me, whenever I have my kids and we go to anything where there's like an arcade or those machines with the claw, my kids want to try to win the claw game every time. And it doesn't matter how many times I tell them it's rigged and you aren't going to win, they'll bring up that one time that they want a 50-cent ball for $3.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to talk them out of it. Well, in the news now, and it's gone viral, is this video of a guy who stuffed his daughter into one of those machines. And it's one of the machines that actually has the little scissors and the wire on it. And it has like Nintendo Switches and iPhones
wow.
and
good
really
stuff.
Good prizes
yeah.
in it. And so now the cops are trying to catch this guy because he put his daughter in the machine and let her hand him out all these great prizes. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of prizes.
Mm.
And as a parent, part of me is kind of like,
yeah,
someone finally got him. But then part of me is also like, hey, that stinks. I didn't do it. He shouldn't get to do it either. That's part of parenting is teaching your kids that those are a scam and you don't play them.
But which part of you says it's dishonest and it's illegal and it's stealing?
That's what I kind of said on the second part.
Okay.
Just not with all those morals in it.
Well, I mean, yeah, and watching the little kid crawl out of it, I'm like, how they get in there in the first place? It's like a magic trick.
I have the same moments where like I'll correct them for whatever something they're doing, and then I'll hear them in their room talking about me.
Yeah.
And but I'm standing out there thinking, yeah, fight the man, fight the man. And it's funny, and then I'm like, wait, I'm the man. So wait.
I find it really hard to discipline my kids because I'm like, okay, great example. My wife has been being bugged by my daughter to get something called a tele. Something, and it's basically what looks like an old telephone cord, and it can be a bracelet or it can be a hair wrap. So my wife goes and gets a packet of four of these for $8, brings it home, and my daughter's like, Mom, those aren't the Tele Curly brand.
They're not
the right brand.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife's like, it looks exactly the same. And I'm like, honey, you know that we did this. You know we told our parents, that's not the name. That's not the right one. So
when
I'm
they
on
brought
my
home.
Kid's side. And I'm like, wait a second. That's my money.
When they brought home the Sykes instead of the Nikes.
But I do. I find myself so often identifying with my kids.
This is the part where – I call my father, who's now 84, and I go, when am I supposed to feel like an adult? Like, is there a moment where, like, and he's like, oh, well, you never feel like an adult. And I go, well, what was all that crap in high school? And he's like, oh, I was just making that up.
Yeah.
Which is what we're doing now, right?
Yeah.
I was just making it up.
I'm not doing so well at making it up. I keep doing it wrong.
I feel like, though, you're giving them an insight, right? Like, listen, sometimes I feel like the best answer to them is, hey, I don't know. Let's figure this out for ourselves. Like, but let's try to figure out in a way where everybody can be kind and respectful. And if you can figure out that way and stuff your kid into the Twitch machine and get all the prizes, then let's do that.
I'm writing this down because that was not what I've been doing.
Teach them to problem solve. And I will say sometimes to my son, my youngest son, and he always calls me out. So I'm like, you know, he was in trouble the other night. And I'm like, you know, parents know what you're thinking. And he's like, okay, what am I thinking?
you walked into that one.
So I'm like, I'm taking stabs at it. You're thinking about the teddy bear you sleep with. No, I'm not.
Nope. Wrong again.
Yeah, but now we also have, do you still have your monitors up in your rooms? Like, we still have the baby monitor up to hear what they talk about.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, if they're, if they're court ordered, are they still baby monitors?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, I'm going to take them out when you know they turn 13 or 14.
Wow.
No, you have a whole other set of cameras. Yeah. For that. Like we have the cameras in the basement and when the Fortnite yelling gets and the fact that they're draining me financially by turning real money into virtual money,
right? V-Bucks,
which is oh god.
Hey, my son, we actually moved the computer in our bedroom so that he can only play when we're with him watching, because you know he's already had one person I'm pretty sure was playing some kind of weird games. It was older than they said they were. And he's pretty cautious of that, but even he'll get a lot of these 15-year-olds that are cussing, and he knows he's not allowed to play with anyone who cusses. So he'll go, hey, I can't play with you if you cuss. And then they'll be like, oh, you're a wuss. I can't believe this. And I'm like, get rid of him.
How old?
My son's 11.
Okay. Ooh, I feel like a bad parent all of a sudden.
Well,
because it sounds like the bottom of a ship in World War II in my basement. Like the stuff they say to each other. I was like, wow, that's creative. Listen to that one. I've never heard. I've been on a tour bus for 25 years, and I've never heard that combination of curse words.
I'm not taking notes anymore.
Okay,
you know what? Your son's not allowed to play with my son. I feel horrible all of a sudden. This is awful.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.